when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. My life was simply hellish. I didn't stand a chance. I thought that I would relish a tomb like General Grant's. But now I feel so swellish, so Elsa Maxwellish, that I'm giving a dance. I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, come on down. I'm throwing a ball tonight. I'm full of the old paprika, loaded with dynamite. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. A certain person just brought some news, and wow, was it great. So I'm rehearsing my dancing shoes, 'cause now I can celebrate. I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. I invited Wendell Willkie, I invited FDR, and for photographs I asked the staffs of Life, Look, Peek, Pick, Snap, Click, and Harper's Bazaar. I invited Monty Woolley, and of course I asked Cliff Odets. But to my surprise, every one of those guys tendered his regrets. And so I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, I'm throwing a ball tonight. I've arranged a rumba contest just to make the party chic. And the winning ones will get 2 tons of Lux, Pons, Teal, Squibs, Mum, Zip, and Camphophonique. I invited Johnny Walker, and Hagen Haig I asked twice. But to all of my bids, every one of those kids wired back no dice. And so I feel like $1 million, feel simply out of sight. So come on down, come on down, come on down, come on down. I'm feeling magnificent, throwing a terrific ball tonight.
That's our good pal Steve Ross tickling the ivories and tickling our funny bone with a great song by Cole Porter from Panama Hattie called I'm Throwing a Ball Tonight. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, the idea of throwing a ball, or coming to a ball, or dancing at a ball, or finding your true love at a ball, is essential to the musical theater universe. There's so many shows that one way or another circulate around that idea that you dress up and you're transformative and it's a magical evening and who knows what will happen afterwards. Hopefully something that will finalize as a happily ever after. So today's episode of Broadway to Main Street is called Come to the Ball. And why that particular title? We'll find out a couple of songs from now. But obviously anything that involves a ball circulates around the Cinderella myth. And what better musical version of that idea than the Rodgers and Hammerstein television adaptations of that particular story, fairy tale. So here's from the 1965 TV version. It's the one I remember seeing first with Leslie Ann Warren. The Prince is giving a ball.
The Prince is giving a ball.
The Prince is giving a ball. The Prince is giving a ball.
His Royal Highness Christopher Rupert, Windermere, Vladimir, Carl Alexander, Francois Reginald, Lancelot Herman.
Herman!
Herman! Gregory James is giving a ball.
The Prince is giving a ball. The Prince is giving a ball.
Our daughter's looking too.
dreamy-eyed.
The prince is giving a ball.
They say he wants to find a bride. He may find one at the ball.
If only he proposed to me.
I pray that he'll propose to me.
Why shouldn't he propose to me?
I'll wear a gown of satin jade.
And me, I'm in a pink brocade.
And me, I'm in the seventh grade.
The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball.
His Royal Highness Christopher Rupert, son of Her Majesty Queen Constantina, Charlotte Ermentrude, Guinevere Maisie.
Maisie!
Maisie! Marguerite Anne is giving a ball.
The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball.
I wish I'd been a neater girl.
I wish I'd been a sweeter girl.
I wish I were a younger girl.
I wish I were an older girl.
The prince is giving a ball. The prince is giving a ball.
His Royal Highness Christopher Rupert, son of His Majesty King Maximilian, Godfrey Ladislaus, Leopold Sidney.
Sidney?
Sidney. Frederick John is giving a ball.
Rodgers and Hammerstein announcing the ball that will be at the center of Cinderella. Well, I was watching that with Leslie Ann Warren back in the mid-60s, so probably it was a few years later that I was also sitting in front of my television and watching Florence Henderson on The Brady Bunch. And who knew back then, if you were a young pre- or pseudo-teenager, that once upon a time she starred in her own Broadway musical. And that was The Girl Who Came to Supper, written by Noel Coward, about a showgirl who comes to the royal coronation, I think in 1911, is invited by a prince, yet another prince who's having a ball, played by Jose Ferrer. And this is her wonderful ballad of anticipation, written beautifully by Noel Coward, and lovingly sung with just a quiver of excitement by Florence Henderson from The Girl Who Came to Supper.
I've been invited to a party. Everyone will say, who's that pretty girl, as they see me swirl on the floor. And before the night is through, I'll be drinking champagne out of everyone's shoe. People will murmur, but she's charming. What a lovely smile, what a sense of style. Nobody will guess that my dress is the one that I wear in scene three. Then the whole royal court will agree that the belle of the ball is me. The most entrancing waltz will be the waltz. The prince will dance with me. And as we're floating cheek to cheek, the pressure of his hand will make me understand there's really no necessity to speak. Guests will cheer and cry bravo as round and round and round we'll go. And when the music comes to an end, he'll say, hey, you found a friend. I've been invited to a party. And when they've at last played the final dance, someone will advance, and I'll wait till the stately lift. magazine drives me back to the sunrise, to Camberwell Green. And when I ride home to Milwaukee, Mom will have a fit when she reads the bit saying that I dance with a prince, and that since I've been asked for to tea, then she'll tell all the neighbors with glee that the belle of the ball.
Well, speaking of bells of the ball, the musical that we often come back to in that idea, of course, is My Fair Lady. And in the original Shaw play, Pygmalion, I believe that Henry Higgins and Colonel Pickering showed off their Duchess Eliza to an afternoon tea at an ambassador's residence, and then I think the opera. But Alan J. Lerner, being the consummate librettist that he was, realized he had to expand all that. So the big triumph happens at a ball, I believe for the Transylvanian empress or something. You only see it in the movie in that regard, all that jazz. But at any rate, you do see the waltz itself at the ball in My Fair Lady. Here is a song that Alan J. Lerner wrote when Eliza gets a bit anxious about coming to the ball for Henry Higgins to sing. And Lerner sings it himself. I think it's a terrific song. I love it. I can see why they cut it. They needed to move it along. But it's really great. And then we'll hear The Embassy Waltz, which you don't get to hear on the original cast album of My Fair Lady. And then we will hear Julie Andrews singing about how exciting it all was. But first, here is Alan J. Lerner singing a composition of his own with music by Frederick Lowe.
Oh, come to the ball, oh, come to the ball. It wouldn't be fair to the men who'll be there to deny them all the dreams you'll supply them. There even may be a dashing marquis who feature by feature will swear you're the creature he always prayed for, single, stayed for. If you aren't there, his complete despair will be painful to see. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me. Consider the Lord so frantically bored, he's leaving his kin and becoming an Indian Lancer, hoping danger's the answer. Your innocent glow will dazzle him so that glancing at you will restore his illusions. And as he glances, farewell, lances. Should he die, alas, at the Khyber Pass, what a loss it would be. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball. I can see you now in a gown by Madame Worth. When you enter, every monocle will crash. I can see you now like a goddess come to earth. I can hear the lady's teeth begin to gnash. The little chaps will wish they were Atlas. A queen will want you for her son. Portly men will wish they were fatless. And the married men will wish they were un. What a triumph, through and through. What a moment, what a coup. Off by a wall, unnoticed by all, a man with a smile you could see for a mile will be standing, his dimensions expanding. The pride in his eyes will double their size as sweetly and neatly you somehow completely electrify them, Lorelei them. Search the world around, there could not be found someone prouder than he. So come to the ball, come to the ball. Come to the ball, come to the ball with me.
Thank you. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done. Never know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
It's after three now, don't you agree now? She ought to be in bed.
I could have danced.
You're tired out.
All night.
You must be dead.
I could have danced.
Your face is drawn. Your eyes are red.
Now
say goodnight. Please turn out the light. Please, it's really time for you to be in bed.
I could have spoken.
To come along. Do as you're told. Or Mrs. Pierce is apt to serve. You're up too late. Miss, insurance fate. Miss, you can't afford.
Julie Andrews certainly conveys the excitement of what it means to go even contemplate the idea of that. Of course, I could have danced all night, happens a little earlier in the show, but I like that little sort of trilogy of dance-oriented songs from My Fair Lady. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at Coming to the Ball, what it means to be part of that great social occasion where everyone takes a look at you and you have to show off what you are worth. The attraction of that even appeared in the early 1920s. Here's a pop song, I guess. It was never really interpolated into a show, but when Bobby Short sings anything, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Here is a song called At the Moving Picture Ball. Let's see if you can get all of the silent film celebrities mentioned therein. Here is Mr. Bobby Short.
Hip hooray! I feel delighted. Yesterday I was invited to a swell affair. All the movie stars were there. Oh, what fun! The party lasted till the break of dawn. Famous players turned to cabaretters, how they fooled and carried on while dancing at that moving picture ball. Some scenario, great big stars paraded round the hall. They Paper Mario, handsome Wallace Reed, stepped out full of speed. And Theda Bera was a terror. She vamped the little lady, so did Alice Brady. Douglas Fairbanks shimmied on one hand like an acrobat. Mary Pickford did a toe dance grand. And Senate's fading girls were there. Each one was a little bear, dancing at that moving picture ball. Every girl, a handsome looker, had a dance with Mr. Zucker, Mr. Thomas Ince. Stepped around just like a prince. William Fox and Jesse Lasky both joined in the fun. Big directors mingled with the actors, how the whole bunch seemed like one wild. Douglas Fairbanks shimmied on one hand, like an acrobat. Mary Pickford did a toe dance grand. And Charlie Chaplin with his feet stepped all over poor Blanche Sweet, dancing at that moving picture ball.
That we could go on jitterbugging. We've nothing left for moves more strenuous than hugging. But we don't need much room to gently cut a rug in we two.
Yeah.
Clearly, not every ballroom event is Stompin' at the Savoy. That was the original Broadway cast of 1978's Ain't Misbehavin', singing a wonderful Fat Swaller tune. What a wonderful counterintuitive melody. You usually think of jitterbugging as so upbeat and frenetic, but this is such an eloquent, lazy way of looking at it. Lovely. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. Today we are sending out invitations to the ball. Come to the ball. It's the name of our show. And if you go onto iTunes and look up podcasts and type in our name, you will find almost 180 separate episodes. So please do that and please sign up and please join us because I think we're on a roll. Well, speaking of honor roll, the honor roll in Washington in the 1950s would have been led by Pearl Mesta, the hostess with the mostest. And here is Ethel Merman to sort of put the ants in the pants of some very sluggish Washington embassy types in the Washington Square Dance from Irving Berlin's Call Me Madam.
Washington Square Dance. Republicans make up with the Democrats. Show those foreign diplomats that you dare dance. The Washington Square Dance. No matter what side you're on or where you stand, take your partner by the hand and each pair dance. The Washington Square Dance. The theme is a get-together policy. Show our friends across the sea it's a fair dance. The Washington Square Dance. The rules are the same as cricket, golf, or squash. No fair cheating, 'cause the Washington Square Dance is square.
Bow to your partners, bow to your corners.
Dance till your cheeks are red as a rose, but try not to step on your partner's toes.
Now duck for the oyster, dig for the clam.
Duck for the oyster, dig for the clam, but do your digging for Uncle Sam.
And one for the money, two for the show.
One for the money, two for the show, and three to get ready for Uncle Joe.
Republicans over to the right, Democrats over to the left. The left meet the right and don't explode. Try to find the middle of the road.
And square dance, the Washington Square Dance. Be careful, you'll have to watch your step, by gosh. No round heels, because the Washington Square Dance is square. the Washington Square Dance. Be careful, you'll have to watch your step, by gosh. No round heels, because the Washington Square Dance, is square.
Gosh, is there any kind of tune Irving Berlin couldn't write? That was Merman, of course, from Call Me Madam. Well, the idea of coming to the ball became central to the plot of a musical in the late 70s called Ballroom, which was Michael Bennett's sequel to A Chorus Line. It didn't do well financially. I think there was a lot of expectation and also some problems getting it up on stage. But Dorothy Loudon plays a widowed lady in Queens who is invited to a ballroom, and it changes her whole world. It was based on a TV show called Queen of the Stardust Ballroom. And boy, does she grasp the enthusiasm again of coming out of your shell and being a dancer. So let's hear two songs, I think, from the very underrated score to Ballroom. Music by Billy Goldenberg, lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, with Dorothy Loudon to show us the way.
There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd. That's what Angie said. Never will understand, with a whole evening planned, how I got here instead. I defrosted a lamb chop and was going to watch a movie on TV. Now I'm standing under a neon sign, watching it shine on me. There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd, and it'll do me good to get out. It isn't a singles bar, it's only a ballroom. So what am I so nervous about? What if no one asks me to dance? What if someone asks me to dance? What if I catch the next bus? Crowd, and that band sure knows how to play. I'll just go in and see what it's like. I don't have to stay. Maybe it wouldn't be so bad if I had someone to walk in with. Maury, if you were here, but then Maury, if you were here, I wouldn't be here to begin with. Is it a club for boozers, a haven for losers who come to escape the truth? One of those places with painted party faces, full of middle-aged people reliving their youth. Maybe it's more like a party with colored lights circling the floor, where everything's pretty and you dance and dream, and you check your coat and cares at the door. There's a terrific band and a real nice crowd. That's what Angie said. Part of me says go home, but there's another part saying go on. Twinkle toes, a little more lipstick,
and maybe some rouge. Here goes. What do you got to lose? Only a night, who cares? That isn't the Matterhorn, it's only a flight of stairs. Why don't you try it? You might even like it.
Nothing more than to look at you and to find you looking at me.
Now that I've seen the love in your eyes, what else is there to see? What else do I need but one day at a time, one dream at a time to come through? What else do I need? Nothing more than more of the same.
The 1978 score to Ballroom. That was a nice sort of disco turn. Well done. Well, not everyone who goes to the ball always winds up having a happy ending. Here is Anna Kendrick performing wonderfully, I think, from the movie score to Into the Woods as a Cinderella who sort of didn't quite make it.
Who prepares? Knowing this time I'd run from him. He spread pitch on the stairs, and I'm caught unawares. Well, it means that he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. All right, what do you want? have to make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? Should I give that a thought? What would be his response? But then what if he knew who I am when I know that I'm not what he thinks that he wants? Or then what if I am what a prince would envision? But then how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which I don't? So then which do you pick? Where you're safe, out of sight, and yourself, but where everything's wrong? Or where everything's right, but you know that you'll never belong? And whichever you pick, do it quick, cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's my first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting and all. Once you're there, though, it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but I've stalled long enough, cause I'm still standing stuck in the stuff on these steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Though at home they don't care, I'll be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So I'll pry up my shoes. Wait, though, thinking it through, things don't have to glide. I know what my decision is, which is not to decide. I'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who'll be stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And I've learned something too, something I never knew. On the steps of the palace.
Well, those of us who grew up in less exalted circumstances and didn't have palaces and castles and embassy waltzes usually found our ballrooms in our high school gymnasium, with all the attendant apprehension and excitement and fear and all that great stuff that involves having to dance in a social situation. And what was better than the dance at the gym from West Side Story? So here is a condensed version of that music from Jerome Robbins Broadway, Leonard Bernstein's fantastic dance score.
Papa, go!
That was The Dance at the Gym, condensed for Jerome Robbins Broadway. Now, we'll look today at the idea of coming to the ball, that thing where we bring people together and men and women dance, and there's lots of thrill and apprehension in the air. And we took that story, which is really the Cinderella story, from Cinderella itself, through My Fair Lady, through The Girl Who Came to Supper, through Ballroom, which is a very mature Cinderella story. And for me, the most worthwhile and definitely effective Cinderella story in recent years is Hairspray. And that, of course, you had a Cinderella from Baltimore who was not frankly, the most charming woman, belle of the ball, but she became one through her own endurance and her own self-reliance. And this is from the film version of it. And one of the reasons I like playing this version of the dance at the gym, as it were, from, it's actually a TV show, but it has the same kind of idea in Hairspray, is because John Travolta plays the mother in it, in drag. And of course, you can't really think about dancing, certainly in the movies, without thinking about John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever. So this is a little backward nod to that idea. I hope you enjoyed Come to the Ball today. As I mentioned earlier, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of podcasts on Broadway to Main Street on iTunes. So I hope you will check them out as well. Because when it comes to Broadway musicals, and when it comes to the Cinderella story, and when it comes to people dancing, you can't stop the beat. So here is the estimable film cast of Hairspray to take us out today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.
Cause I like the way I am, and you just can't stop my knife and fork when I see a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn. Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost till I heard the drums, till I found my way. Cause you can't stop the beat. Ever since this old world began, a woman found that extra shook. Shake up a man, and so I'm gonna shake and shimmy at the best that I can today. Cause you can't stop the motion of the ocean or the sun in the sky. You can wonder if you wanna, but I never ask why. And if you try to pull me down, I'm gonna spit in your eye and say, but you can't stop the beat. Mm.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.